With an eclectic collection of trivia, water cooler knowledge, news stories, and motivational thoughts, this is the VoiceOver Work Podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Russell Newton, your host, and I appreciate your listening today. Today, further insight from the book Not Knowing, The Art of Turning Uncertainty into Opportunity, written by Stephen DeSouza, Diana Renner. What happens if you throw out the organizational chart, take away roles and responsibilities, let people decide their own salaries, working hours, and holidays? What happens if you create the space for trust rather than control? This is exactly what Peter King did as the general manager of Energeticos, an engineering company in the South American country of Colombia, part of the Scotland-based Wood Group. The firm was making a loss in 2004, but by 2012 had grown from 60 to 1,050 people, with annual sales growing from $4 million to $56 million US. Not only had it become financially profitable, but the workforce was alive with energy. A key part of the success of the transformation was moving away from control from the top down to allowing leadership and decisions to take place within the workforce itself. It involved letting go of the belief that people cannot be trusted and instead trusting that people have a genuine, intrinsic motivation to do good work if they're given autonomy, purpose, and responsibility. Peter took on the role of GM for Energeticos in June 2003, a new role for him. He recalls, "I remember walking into the office scared stiff, but I knew that this was normal and it would take time before I felt comfortable." When Peter arrived at Energeticos, it was barely making a profit, and in 2004, it made a loss of $300,000 US. For a small company of only 60 employees, this was a lot to lose. The firm was bailed out by a sister company of the Wood Group, which gave it a lifeline. Peter decided that it would no longer be enough simply to bump along. The situation needed to change radically. At the time, he had read a book called Maverick by Brazilian CEO Ricardo Semler on how he had transformed his company by doing radical things to empower his employees. When he read it, he felt, this is what companies should be like. Companies should be built on trust. Rising early, I went into the office at 6:45 and started writing my own company manual. I continued writing till 9 a.m. and was finished. It was only a little manual, 5x3, a few pages, not a long tome. With both nervousness and excitement, I sent the booklet out to staff. I did this without permission from head office. Central to the changes he instigated at Energeticos was Peter's belief that people work better with trust and a sense of responsibility. I remember having a secretary in Aberdeen, Scotland, who typed a letter for me and gave it to me to sign. I said thanks and signed it without looking at it. She was stunned and asked, "Aren't you going to read it?" "No," I said. Later, she came back with another letter, and again, I signed it without reading. If you're not watching people, and they know you're not watching them, they're more conscious of doing the job properly. Energeticos started publishing everything for staff, even management salaries. This surprised people for a while, and then it just became the norm. Peter also gave the responsibility to the staff to decide on what their own salaries should be. There were 70 process engineers at the time in 2011 who were all upset about their salaries. They were all told what was in the budget, the financial situation of the company with complete transparency, and the comparative salary benchmark for their role with Energeticos competitors. Peter asked them to organize themselves and come up with their own level grading schemes and salaries. They did exactly that. It was very hard work and involved time for them to work it through, but they came back with a good grading system and salaries that were highly competitive. Peter reflects, "When I asked people to take responsibility, I also promised that I would go with whatever they came up with, even if I disagreed or thought it was silly. It was important to keep my promise and show real trust." they never came up with something stupid when we told them the truth. These occasions gave me a lot of confidence in human beings. When we're given trust and responsibility, overwhelmingly we do our best. Stephen D'Souza and Diana Renner are the authors of that clip coming from Not Knowing, The Art of Turning Uncertainty into Opportunity. Amazon.com has more information regarding the author and this book. Show notes and further information can be found at RussellEricNewton.com. With a collection of trivia, research, news stories, and knowledge from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.